He was breathing hard by the time he reached the next tree and a circular platform from which another two bridges extended. Greg chose the steeper one and continued his ascent through heavy mist. A large forked branch with a railed platform emerged from the haze ahead and above. A pale figure was standing there, motionless, facing away. By the time he reached the midpoint, he was sure that the stranger was human, bundled up in one of those padded forest jackets with a hood that most of the researchers wore. The person's physique seemed quite slender, the stature shorter than average. Then the upper torso turned, and there was Catriona, gazing down at him, face framed by the hood. Greg stopped, hands grasping the rough rope on either side. For a moment, they stared at each other in total silence. Then she smiled one of her teasing half-smiles and beckoned to him. This way. She moved out of sight, obviously heading for the next curve of bridge. Greg broke out of his frozen reverie and hurried after her, climbing the last steep stretch to the platform, and found himself standing there alone. For a second, he thought that this was a repeat of last night, until he saw a solitary figure quite a distance along the next bridge, receding into misty grey. Greg followed. For the next hour and a half, she led him on a winding, wordless, strangely unhurried chase up through the branchways of the forest. Sometimes he would call out to her, usually when he lost track of her, and she would step into view, finger raised to her lips, then point the way. Or she would somehow move from one level of walkways to a higher one and wave at him, indicating the stairs or ladders he would have to take. The higher he went, the cooler and fresher the air became, as the light steadily brightened. He also noticed that her route bypassed any Uvovo settlements they came near, which implied secrecy or reluctance, or both. But he persisted in his pursuit, despite aches, bumps, bruises, splinters, and a cut in his forehead from a thorny creeper. The zenith was a sturdy wooden platform, vine-lashed to the crook of three leaf-heavy branches, the uppermost limbs of one of the forest's mightiest giants. Catriona was waiting for him when he finished his climb, and, having at last got this close, he could see that she was a ghost. Her eyes regarded him calmly, yet he could see through her shimmering form.
"So you're... well, a spirit," he said, masking his sorrow. "A spectre, maybe?"
She rolled her eyes. "I'm not dead. This is just the best that Sagrana and the Zirridin can manage just now. There's a lot of repair work going on, and not just in the places damaged by the fighting. And me. Every root and branch is being made ready for war."
"War?" Greg echoed. "You mean when the Brolt send in the reinforcements?"
"The Brolturans?" She shook her head. "No, no. I'm talking about the Legion of Avatars, remember? Did you not know that their agent finally got to Giant's shoulder, powered up the warp well, reversed its flow, and basically turned it into one big escape hatch to let the Legion of Avatars out of their hyperspace prison?"
Greg was appalled. "My God. So it's happened. The Sentinel once told me that there could be over 1 million of those things still down there.
Aye, and maybe the rest. Don't think they'll be in a good mood when they get out,